Hello, welcome to Healing with Hope, Faith, Love, Healing from Domestic Violence. Today I am actually here just to quickly chat over previous podcasts and how we've been focusing on health and wellness and life purpose, and we were talking about being mindful and exchanging your beliefs and how you're feeling and all those things we've been talking about through the previous podcasts. So these are just some of the things that I've been listing to change. And what I want you to do is I want you actually, while listening to this podcast, go back over the other ones and actually listen to them, because it's really important when you're recovering from domestic violence that you really do hit the core things that you need to deal with, and that's how you're feeling mentally and physically. And I want you to actually look at exchanging. I've mentioned in a previous podcast about changing, and I've just added a different section to the previous podcast from February 1st. I want you to actually exchange things. I want you to actually exchange how you're feeling, like I was mentioning in the previous podcast. I want you actually to be mindful of your how your feelings and your behavior, especially around triggers that may trigger you to be anxious. But also I want you to actually look at giving yourself permission to heal. And I want you to look at a lot of these podcasts, and I want you to listen to them, because they are really, really, I like them. I think that they really do I hope they are very helpful with healing from through the healing process. Now, what I want you to do is I want you to actually look at the exchange, the mindful, the permission. I want you to look at all these things. And I know I have mentioned in a previous podcast, I want you to look at your life purpose that gives you happiness and joy. And it makes you feel like as if you're worthwhile, and what you're doing is something that makes you happy. And if you're not in a place where you're not feeling that, then you need to hit back to square one. So basically what you need to do is you need to look at what is going to make you feel better. What is going to give you direction where you need to be with your healing. So it would be maybe going to counselling, like I've mentioned in many podcasts already. It's maybe sort of going down to your local community centres and, you know, maybe speaking to someone online, maybe someone you can speak to on the phone, and so on. I mean, it's how you can start your healing journey. I mean, it's going to do some Reiki sessions and massage and helping yourself with a lot of the self-care that's really important when you're healing. I found it very helpful as well too, with meditation especially, and maybe even setting up some candles and some incense, and you know, maybe a few crystals or gemstones, and actually starting to meditate, which can really help you calm your mind and just take your mind off what you're really going through and the traumas. And even if you're still going through flashbacks and you really, it's still really raw for you, even just sitting there just for a moment, and you'd be surprised on how a moment can be very helpful with just trying to calm and just make yourself feel a little bit more relaxed and just take your mind off things and just try. And then it can be a moment to 5 minutes, and your goal could be 5 minutes. So really look at, with healing from domestic violence, look at the things that you need to do. So like I said in previous podcasts before, take a listen to them, see what you think. And see where this might go because you may find that they help you a little bit. You may find that they help you a lot. I know I did recently a holistic wellness certificate, and just recently passed that. Yay. And I found that while doing that, it sort of gave me a little bit more awareness of the things that I needed to do, but it also gave me awareness of the fact that this could be very useful, which was the reasons why I started in the first place. Well, actually, to start using the course to actually help you heal. And what I want you to do is I want you to really look at the previous podcast and take note of the fact that a lot of these podcasts will guide you through steps that you need to do to concentrate. So it's looking at exchanging how you're feeling. It's looking at being mindful of the triggers. It's looking at finding what you do want and what you don't want. So the instructions will be in the previous podcast that you can listen to. I really hope that this is something that you can focus on, and it may be a babble podcast today, because I really was trying to think about what to do today, and after adding a different section into one of the other podcasts. So I think this will be more like a wrap-up podcast from the others. And then if you would like me to do more, yeah, that's what we'll do this today. We'll actually make this a wrap-up podcast. This is the recap podcast. And what we'll do is we'll look at messaging. So look at the messaging. If you want to actually find it on the, so you can scroll down or find it on your phone, leave me a message. If you want me to do more, I can do more. I'm more than happy to do more with the healing. If you want me to do something, if there's something that you'd like to suggest, you know, and give me a week or so and I can gather the information and give it to you. So this is a request also to, you know, don't hesitate. If you want me to concentrate on something specific that you'd like, don't hesitate. You will hear from me again, I'm sure. But I think that these podcasts have just been more for me to help you, but also for you to help me to speak out about the importance of healing from domestic violence. So I will be back in the next week or so with another podcast and maybe something a bit different. Like I said, mention it, please mention it. If you want something different, please. But I'm very open to this, to suggestions. So this is from Healing with Hope, Faith, Love, Healing from Domestic Violence. This is Elizabeth Baker, and I will see you next week. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.